Akralis to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nanayana Namaskrityam. Narancaiva Narottamam. Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Uditrayet. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya. Bhagavad Utamashloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 6. Text number 42. Ayo Adyo Vatara Purushaha Parasya Karaha Sabhava Sadasamanas. Yes, sadasamanas. Yeah. Cha dravyam vikaro guna indriyani virat svarat stamsnu charishnu bumna abunaha Adyovatara Purusha Parasya Karasvabhava Sadasamanascha Dravyam Vikaro Guna Indriyani Virasvara Stanu Charishnu Bumnaha Adyovatara Purusha Parasya Kalasvabhava Sadasamanascha Dravyam Vikaro Guna Indriyani Virasvara Stanu Charishnu Bhumnaha Adyovatara Purusha Parasya Karasvabhava Sadasamanascha Dravyam Vikaro Guna Indriyani Virasvara Stanu Charishnu Bhumnaha Madhaji's. Adya first, Avataraha incarnation, Purushaha Karana Navasha Vishnu, Parasya of the Lord, Karaha Tan, Sabhava space, Sat result, Asat cause, Manaha mind, Cha also, Dravyam elements, Vikara material ego, Gunaha modes of nature, Indriyani senses, Virat the complete whole body, Swarat Gavadakshay Vishnu, Stasnu immovable, Charishnu movable, Bunaha of the Supreme Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Karana Navasya Vishnu is the first incarnation of the Supreme Lord, and He is the master of eternal time, space, cause and effects, mind, the elements, the material ego, the modes of nature, the senses, the universal form of the Lord, Gavadaksha Vishnu, and the sum total of all living beings, both moving and non-moving. Purport. That the material creation is not permanent has been discussed many times herein before. The material creation is but a temporary exhibition of the material energy of the Almighty God. This material manifestation is necessary to give a chance to the conditioned souls who are unwilling to associate with the Lord in the relationship of loving transcendental service. Such unwilling conditioned souls are not allowed to enter into the liberated life of spiritual existence because at the heart they are not willing to serve. Instead, they want to enjoy themselves as imitation gods. The living entities are constitutionally eternal servitors of the Lord, but some of them, because of misusing their independence, do not wish to serve. Therefore, they are allowed to endure the material nature, which is called Maya, or illusion. It is called illusion because the living beings under the clutches of Maya are not factually enjoyers, although they think that they are being illusioned by Maya. Such illusion living entities are given a chance at intervals to rectify their perverted mentality of becoming forced master of the material nature. And they are imparted lessons from the Vedas about their eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna. Vedascha savai aham eva vedyaha. So the temporary creation of the material manifestation is an exhibition of the material energy of the Lord, and to manage the whole show, the Supreme Lord incarnates himself as the Karana Navashai Vishnu, just as a magistrate is deputed by the government to manage affairs temporarily. This Karana Daksha Vishnu causes the manifestation of material creation by looking over his material energy, Sa'aik Shata. In the first volume of this book, we have already discussed to some extent the explanation of the verse Jagrihe Purusham Rupam. The duration of the illusory play of material creation is called a kalpa, and we have already discussed the creations taking place in kalpa after kalpa. By his incarnation and the activities of his potency, the complete ingredients of creation, namely time, space, cause, result, mind, the gross and subtle elements, and their interactional modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, and then the senses and their reservoir source, the gigantic universal form as the second incarnation, Gavadaksha Vishnu, and all living beings, both moving and standing, which come out of the second incarnation, all became manifested. Ultimately, all these creative elements and the creation itself are but manifestations of the Supreme Lord's potency. Nothing is independent of the control of the Supreme Being. This first incarnation in the material creation, namely Karana Navashai Vishnu, is the plenary part of the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, described in the Brahma Samhita 5.48 as follows: Yashaika Nishvasita Kalam Atavalambya Jivanti Noma Vilaja Jagadanda Nata Vishnu Maham Saiha Yashakala Vishesho Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. All the innumerable universes are maintained only during the breathing period of Mahavishnu, or Karana Navasha Vishnu, who is only a plenary part of Govinda, the original personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Umanitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtan Stapidan Yena Buddhare Svayan Rupa Kata Mahyan Dadat Tiswam Padandikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Guru Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Nakunata Vitam Tam Sachivam Satvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Narita Shri Vishaka Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Chagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kamchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Vishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakau Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishvanebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadra Shri Vasade Gola Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Atyo Vatara Purusha Parasya, Kala Svabhava Sadasam Manascha, Dravyam Vikalo Guna Indriyani, Virasvarat Stansnu Charinu Bhumnaha. Karana Navasha Vishnu is the first incarnation of the Supreme Lord, and he is the master of eternal time, space, cause and effect, mind, the elements, the material ego, the modes of nature, the senses, the universal form of the Lord, Gavdaksha Vishnu, and the sum total of all living beings, both moving and non-moving. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that the material manifestation is necessary to give a chance to the conditioned soul who are unwilling to associate with the Lord in the relationship of loving transcendental service. No. Such unwilling conditioned souls are not allowed to enter into the liberated life of spiritual existence because at the heart they are not willing to serve. Instead, they want to enjoy themselves as imitation gods. So in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 16th chapter, it is very nicely described this kind of living entities who are called the demons. It is said here, pravitincha nivinitincha janana vidu asula nasocha napichachalo nasatyam teshu vidyate. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior nor truth is found in them. And then Krishna continues to say in text number 8, they say that this world is unreal, with no foundation, no God in control. They say it is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. Text number 9, following such conclusion, the demoniac who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. Text number 10, taking shelter of insatiable lust and absorbed in conceit of pride and false prestiges, the demoniac, thus illusioned, are always swarm to unclean work attracted by the impermanent. Text number 11 to 12. They believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, until the end of life, their anxiety is immeasurable. Bound by a network of hundreds and thousands of desires and absorbed in lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. Text number 13 to 15. The demoniac person thinks, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him, and my other enemies will also be killed. I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices. I shall give some charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. Text number 16. Thus, perplexed by various anxieties and bound by a network of illusion, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down into hell. So, this is the description of the demoniac personalities. Actually, Prabhupada, he wrote a very beautiful purport in the seventh verse of this chapter, or 16th chapter. Yeah, chapter 16, yes. I want to share a little bit with all of you. Yeah, it's very, really, very instructive, you know. Prabhupada, he said in the purport of the 7th verse, he said, in every civilized human society, there is some sect of scriptural rules and regulations which is followed from the beginning, especially among the Aryans, those who adopt the Vedic civilization, and who are known as the most advanced civilized peoples. Those who do not follow the scriptural injunctions are supposed to be demons. Therefore, it is stated here that the demons do not know the scriptural rules, nor do they have any inclination to follow them. Most of them do not know them, and even if some of them know, they have not the tendency to follow them. They have no faith, nor are they willing to act in terms of their worthy injunctions. The demons are not clean, either externally or internally. No. One should always be careful to keep his body clean by bathing, brushing teeth, shaving, changing clothes, etc. As far as internal cleanliness is concerned, one should always remember the holy name of God and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The demons neither like nor follow all these rules for external and internal cleanliness. A couple of days ago, I was, sharing my experience of the deity worship with Rabindranath Prabhu. Actually, that day, I was scheduled to dress Jagannath Balade Subhadra. Somehow that day, I waked up a little bit late. So usually I would wake up, before 4 and then take shower, use the toilet, to evacuate and then take shower like that before coming to the altar. But that day I was late. Yeah. So I think better I just immediately take shower and go on the altar to chase the deities. So I take shower very quickly, put on tilak, dhoti like that. But somehow, the push in my stomach was so strong. And I have to immediately, run to the toilet and use the toilet again. So I did that. And then after using the toilet, I have to take another shower. And by that time, I was a couple of minutes late. But still, I can manage, to address the deity on time. And then I was sharing with Rabindranath Prabhu about this. And he made a comment, yes, Yeah, we have to internally and externally clean in the deity worship. Yeah. But the demons, you know, they are not following anything like this, you see. Yeah. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he also mentioning Karuna Daksha Vishnu. Yeah. It's almost time now, huh? I will just do it very quick. Yeah. Prabhupada, he was saying that the temporary creation, the Karuna Daksha Vishnu. Yeah. So the temporary creation of the material manifestation is an exhibition of the material energy of the Lord. And to manage the whole show, the Supreme Lord incarnates himself as Karuna Daksha Vishnu, just as a magistrate is deputed by the government to manage affairs temporarily. And this Karuna Daksha Vishnu causes the manifestation of the material creation by looking over his material energy. So actually, in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a very nice, you know, couple of verses very nicely describe this point. In the first canto, chapter 3, the first three verses, it is said, in the beginning of the creation, the Lord first expanded himself in the universal form of the Purusha incarnation and manifested all the ingredients for material creation. And thus at first, there was the creation of the 16 principles of material action. This was for the purpose of creating the material universes. Text 2. The path of Purusha lies down within the water of the universe. From the navel lake of his body sprouts a lotus stem, and from the lotus flower atop this stem, Brahma, the master of all engineers in the universe, becomes manifest. So this is Garbhadaksha Vishnu. So the first one is the Karuna Daksha Vishnu, and then the Garbhadaksha Vishnu. And then, text number 3, it is believed that all the universal plenary systems are situated on the extensive body of the Purusha. But he has nothing to do with the created material ingredients. His body is eternally in spiritual existence par excellence. It sounds very, very technical. Actually, I want to read a little bit of the purport of the first verse, because Prabhupada, he made a very nice explanation of these three Purusha avatar. Purport. The Bhagavad Gita states that the personality of God, Sri Krishna, maintains this material universe by expanding his plenary expansions. So this Purusha form is the confirmation of the same principle. The original personality of God at Vasudeva, or Lord Krishna, who is famous as the son of King Vasudeva or King Nanda, is full with all opulences, all potencies, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. A part of his opulence is manifested as impersonal Brahman, and a part of his opulence is manifested as Paramatma. Thus, Purusha feature of the same personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the original Paramatma manifestation of the Lord. There are three Purusha features who effect material creation. And this form, who is known as Karuna Daksha Vishnu, is the first of the three. The others are known as Garbha Daksha Vishnu and the Shiro Daksha Vishnu, which we shall know one after another. The innumerable universes are generated from the skin body of this Karuna Daksha Vishnu. And in each of the universe, Lord enters as Garbha Daksha Vishnu. Okay, I'll just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? We have a couple of minutes, huh? Yes. Yes. Abhay. What is your question?
Isa Bhaktini, her name is Sunny. She is going to Harina with my husband.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, Isa person always make jokes over there, like talking about people bullying and etc. So she was walking with my husband doing Harinan. He started offending, saying funny things about them. So she get very upset. And she started screaming to them, stop bullying us, you please stop. And an African-American lady came from behind and hit her in the head.
Mm.
And she fell on the floor. So she started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And that's what I say. The message is like, no matter what, like if you get bullying or you get ignoring them, better, mm-hmm. and just chant Hare Krishna.
That's a good point.
Mom,
huh?
You forgot.
We have
that,
to always chanting Hare Krishna.
No one can stop
no matter
me
what
from
happens.
Chanting, so just ignore and keep chanting.
That's a good point. Yeah, man. Very good. Any other questions or comments? Okay, we will stop here. Thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Shrima Bhagavatam ki jai. Shira Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Haribo, haribo.
sprained my leg yesterday.
Yeah, again?
No, not really a sprain, because I didn't cry much.
Okay. Is it still, you feel a lot of pain?
Not so much. It's just the reason I walk like this.
Mm-hmm.
Careful now. Maybe you should see a Chinese doctor to give you some massage.
No, it's